Okay, so yesterday we were talking about number 17, may I close the door to the lower forms of life for all beings. This is the prayer of the Bodhisattva when closing a door. And so yesterday we talked about how before we can talk about closing the door to lower rebirth for other sentient beings, we have to close the door to rebirth for ourselves, you know, because if we wind up in the lower realms, then there's no possible way in future lives for us to benefit others until we, you know, have a better rebirth. So when we really care about others, then we also have to take care of ourselves in a proper way. And I think this is really important because sometimes we get this funny mind that, oh, I just sacrifice everything for others, so I'm going to give everything I have away, and I'm just going to work myself to death because I'm working for others. And, you know, and it doesn't work. We have to, you know, be practical and take care of ourselves, take care of our health, take care of our body, take care of our karma, you know, so that in future life we have a good rebirth. And so not let either low self-esteem or attachment divert us from this. Because sometimes with low self-esteem we go, oh, I'm not worthy of being taken care of, or, you know, I've got to sacrifice everything, give everything away from the Dharma, for the Dharma, because I don't deserve to have anything. And that's not good, you know, because we have to be practical, and also we have to give not from a sense of I'm unworthy, but from a sense of I'm worthy and I'm being generous. Are you getting what I mean? Yeah? And then also the same with protecting our karma. When I said let's not let ourselves get diverted by attachment, is sometimes out of attachment to one sentient being, we can give up the possibility of benefiting so many sentient beings. Yeah. And then what happens with that attachment is that because of the attachment, we create so many negative actions, and then we don't take advantage of our precious human life. And so next rebirth, we wind up in the lower realms, even though we told ourselves this rebirth we were benefiting others by being attached to them and doing what they want and blah, blah. Yeah, but in the actual long term, we're not benefiting them because, you know, if we don't have a good rebirth next time, how are we going to benefit those people then? Okay? So, in Dharma, it's very important, you know, to really take care of ourselves properly, not because we're self-centered, not because we're selfish, but because we have to maintain our body and health. We have to maintain a positive state of mind so we can create good karma for the benefit of others. Okay? Because we're intertwined, you know? And if we just, you know, like I said, sometimes people get this funny mind of, oh, I'll just give everything away because I'm practicing a bodhisattva's generosity. And then, you know, and then they don't have money for food and it becomes a real problem for the people around them, you know? Or they don't have a place to live and the people around them are going, oh, what do I do? I don't want you to be on the street. You know? Okay? So that's not fair to the people around us. Like I said, too, if we're distracted by attachment and we wind up in a lower realm, we can't benefit anybody then. And even this life, if we're distracted by attachment to one or two people, then we give up the opportunity to benefit so many. So, you know, it's really important to think clearly about these things and to have a sense of ourselves as efficacious, worthwhile people, you know, who can, you know, like as we're trying to you know, be kind to others because we respect them and see them as worthwhile people, then we have to have that feeling for ourselves too, don't we? You know, and to respect ourselves and to feel that we're worthwhile. And that's not being self-centered, okay? If we cherish ourselves more than everybody else, that's being self-centered, okay? If we think my happiness is more important than anybody else's, forget others, that's being self-centered. But we shouldn't go to the other extreme and say, I'm totally worthless, and then make our, and then don't not use our potential, and then actually even physically become a burden to others. Okay, are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah? So this is important. Yeah? So, you know, we want to abandon the self-indulgent mind, okay, which is the mind of attachment. But we, you know, we've got to respect ourselves and our own virtuous qualities and use those for the benefit of others. Not just, you know, well, I have virtuous qualities, so I'm going to use them, and then, you know, I'll be top person at the monastery, or, you know, people will praise me, or, you know, they'll give me a lot of offerings, because I'll, you know, that's rubbish, okay? But use, you know, respect our virtuous qualities and make use of them, because they're there, and we use them for the benefit of everybody.